Harry squinted at it. The minuscule writing next to it read, Neville Longbottom. Harry quickly pulled out his wand, muttered, Descendium, and shoved his bag into the statue. But before he could climb in himself, Neville came around the corner. Harry, I forgot you weren't going to Hogsmeade either. Hi, Neville, said Harry, moving swiftly away from the statue and pushing the map back into his pocket. What are you up to?
Nothing, shrugged Neville. Want a game of exploding snap?
Not now. I was going to go to the library and do that vampire essay for Lupin.
I'll come with you, said Neville brightly. I haven't done it either.
Hang on. Yeah, I forgot. I finished it last night.
Brilliant. You can help me,
said Neville, his round face anxious. I don't understand that thing about the garlic at all. Do they have to eat it, or... Neville broke off with a small gasp, looking over Harry's shoulder. It was Snape. Neville took a quick step behind Harry.
And what are you two doing here?
Said Snape, coming to a halt and looking from one to the other.
An odd place to meet.
To Harry's immense disquiet, Snape's black eyes flicked to the doorways on either side of them, and then to the one-eyed witch.
We're not meeting here, said Harry. We just met here.
Indeed, said Snape. You have a habit of turning up in unexpected places, Potter, and you are rarely there for no reason. I suggest the pair of you return to Gryffindor Tower, where you belong.